Hey, good morning from 98.3 and 106.7 FM, Kickin' Country, rolling through our Tuesday. Nice to have you all aboard for the morning drive. Time for an edition of the Castle Valley FYI, and for your information, I'm Keith Mason. The FYI is brought to you by Community Nursing Services, Home Health and Hospice at 480 South Carbon Avenue in Price. In studio guests this morning, some of the folks from the big event going on this week here in the Castle Valley. Helpers Western Mining and Railroad Museum presents the Heritage Week. It's the fourth annual, I'm told. In studio guests are Sue Ann Martell, who is the museum director, and Darren Tepley is with me. He's the event coordinator for Heritage Week, and there's plenty of things going on. Just keeps growing bigger and better every year. Folks, thanks for joining me this morning. Good to see you.
Good to see you, Keith.
Well, I haven't seen you folks. You know, when was the last time I saw you guys? Halloween.
Halloween
was the last time I saw
Haunted
you.
Haunted Museum Tour.
That's right. Now, what a blast that was. We had a ball.
I think you left before we actually saw a ghost.
30 seconds into the tour, I left, yeah.
We did actually see a ghost that night.
No, you didn't.
Yes, we did.
Are you serious?
Yes.
I was there on, was it Friday or Saturday?
You were there on Saturday.
And we saw a ghost?
Yes.
Did we?
Yes.
See, I just blacked out. I fainted.
It was frightening, wasn't it?
Oh, man, it was fun. Yeah, it was frightening and fun at the same time. Just some of the stuff they do year-round. But this one, this big event, this week, Heritage Week in Helper, this has gotten big. I mentioned this earlier, bigger and better than ever. And I'm just going to throw some questions at you guys, and you take it from there. First of all, Sue Ann, you tell me it's our fourth annual Heritage Week in Helper, right?
That is correct.
And 4 years ago, we did pretty good 4 years ago. Everybody
we
had
did.
A blast.
Yeah, it was fun.
Here we are 4 years later, and we have even more events to enjoy, right?
Absolutely. Always bigger and better.
So when does it all kick off? What's going on?
Kicks off tomorrow with the Rails Around Helper lecture. I'm doing a lecture. I wrote a book.
You did?
I did.
I had no idea.
It's being published by Arcadia Publishing, okay. And I'm going to be doing a lecture on the book.
Hey, Darren, there's that free product plug you get used to in radio.
Yeah.
You wrote, it's probably all about Helper, for if I know you.
It is. It's the railroad history from Helper to Thistle.
Wow.
And all of the branch lines around Helper. So
wow.
It's a lot of fun.
When is it going to be out? I want one.
It'll be out in October.
I'll look forward to it.
Yes, I'll pre-order you one.
Fantastic. Put me on the buy list there. So you're going to take us for a tour, it sounds like.
Absolutely. We're going to show a slideshow, talk about the rails around Helper. It'll all be at the Rio Theater. Kicks off at 6:30 with a reception.
Never before seen photos.
What's that?
Never before seen photos around the area.
Really?
A lot of them are from my own collection.
And where did you find all these photos and everything?
Our basement.
Oh, in the museum, yeah. Hey, Darren, you guys can squeeze in here. I know it's hot in the booth today, but you can squeeze in there. I don't think you guys are going to be going back and forth on some of these answers.
Well, there's a 5-degree temperature change right here in the
doorway. I know it. I sit as close to that door as I can for the... There's like a thermal incline there. I don't understand it. And it's horizontal. All right, so we got the Rails Around Helper. When does that start? How do I get involved with that?
That is tomorrow night. 6:30 is the opening reception. 7:00 is the lecture, and it's free of charge. Just stop by the Rio and enjoy a good lecture about railroads.
Okay, so that kicks it all off.
Absolutely.
On Wednesday. And I got to ask you folks, why are we celebrating Heritage Week? What's it all about?
Heritage Week is something that originally came out of the Utah Prehistory Week, the statewide Prehistory Week celebration that's always done in May. And we decided that Helper's history was so unique and diverse, it needed its own week. And so we are celebrating our heritage with a special week.
And it's been going on for 4 years now. There's plenty going on. Mining, railroad. I'm just reading from your flyer here, the lifestyle exhibits. I mean, from the late 1800s to the 1950s or 1950s there at the Western Mining and Railroad Museum in Helper. And that's basically what we're going to culminate with. We're going to put everything in together, stir it up, and just have a blast this week.
Absolutely.
All right. So one of the big events, or one of the new events this year, and I love this, the first annual Bordello Ball.
Yes.
Who wants to lay this down for me? What exactly, and I already have a kind of an idea, what is a, because of the word Bordello, what is a Bordello Ball? Somebody tell me.
The Bordello Ball was born out of the idea of having a nice sit-down dinner and a lecture by a renowned lecturer,
yeah,
and to be a fundraiser for the museum. Now, the reason we chose Bordellos is because Helper is infamous for their Bordellos. And
past or current? Past.
Past.
To say past. To say
past. At the Utah Tourism Conference this last 2 weeks ago,
yeah,
the state was very excited that we were doing a Bordello Ball because they said, you are celebrating your badness. Nobody in Utah celebrates badness.
No, this is classic.
We celebrate badness.
This is classic, yeah.
So what we've done is we have chosen, we have an old menu from a restaurant and helper from the 1920s. Mm-hmm. We chose food off of that menu that we're going to serve, and it'll be a nice sit-down dinner. And then the best part of it all, our lecturer is Bob Bozbell from True West Magazine.
All right. Now, who wants to tell me about Bob Bozbell?
Bob Bozbell.
We'll get back to that Bordello ball in just a second. But I know of the man, but what an honor it is to have Bob in town, right, Darren?
Yes, and the fact that he's honoring us with the number one True Western Town Award, and that's United States, and they have, what, 2,000 entries?
2,000 entries.
It gets narrowed down to 200, and we fought our way into number one. How we're going to top this, I have no clue.
I saw the magazine article on Helper. From True West Magazine. I saw the nomination. I saw the feather in the cap that said, hey, you're number one Western. How was it, True West Town? Is that
yes.
what they call it?
West Town.
But that was last year, man.
That was number 10. We're number one.
We're number one. We're going to get that award this weekend then. Fantastic. And what that means to Helper is that people who are, and there's a lot of people out there who they go on vacation, they just tour around looking at these nominated towns. They want to feel the True West, and Helper is it.
Exactly.
That's this is bringing it. The nation to our doorstep.
I think, and again, it's a feather in the cap for Helper and Carbon County, so wow, way to go, Helper. So Bob is going to be here, huh?
Yep, he's the editor of True West Magazine. I guess he's an owner, too, but he's also, you might recognize him from the Westerns channel, because mm-hmm. he has his True West moments.
Well, I've seen him with several other, like, you know, I think the History Channel, I've seen interviews with him, and mm-hmm. Discovery Channel, things like this. So I know the man who you're talking about, so it is quite an honor to have him once again.
And he is a great speaker.
Now, he'll be speaking at the Bordello Ball. What time will that start? And give me some more particulars about the Bordello Ball. We need to know if somebody's going, right?
Absolutely. We need advanced reservations. You can make your reservations at the museum until tomorrow, or you can come up to me at the Rails Around Helper lecture and make your reservations at that time. Tickets are $30 per person or $55 per couple, and that includes your dinner, that includes the lecture, and it also includes a live auction. And one of the neat things Bob has done for us is he has donated one of his paintings to be auctioned off to support the museum.
He's a painter, too?
He is.
Wow.
He illustrates all of his books. If you read True West Magazine, a lot of the illustrations in there are his.
Yeah.
And so he has done a local painting.
Cool.
Butch, Elza, Matt Warner. Not real sure who he's done, but he's done some local boys.
Wow.
And he'll give it to us to auction off.
That's cool. And I'm glad you mentioned that. All the proceeds will help support the Western Mining and Railroad Museum in Helper, which I think is a great idea. Okay, $55 a couple, but we need to know if you're coming or not. So
absolutely.
RSVP.
No tickets will be sold at the door, so you need to RSVP to the museum.
Would you prefer that people dress in period clothing?
If you want to dress up, there will be a lot of people dressed up, us included.
Mm-hmm.
We will be doing some other sideline little performances at the auditorium that night. But if you want to dress up in period costume, you're more than welcome.
What is period? And by the way, this is the first time I've seen Darren out in public without a six-shooter strapped to his leg and wearing everything else.
You don't want to know.
This is the first time I've seen Darren in shorts, to be honest with you.
He's normal looking.
I'm surprised.
He's civilized today. What would be a period costume for somebody?
If you want to dress in Western gear, if you want to dress in 1880s dresses.
How fitting is the 830 out of Helper?
God,
how
it's
fitting
lovely.
Is
But it's a Bordello ball, so if you want to dress like a saloon girl, I prefer you were a woman to do that, but whatever. You can do that. Yeah. That would be great.
Dress in period. Have some fun. Come to the Bordello Ball.
That's right.
Okay. Let's move on. The big day, of course, is this Saturday, June 9th. It's Family Heritage Day. Lots of free activities. Lots of stuff going on. Plenty of history. Lots to see and do.
Absolutely.
Where do we want to start? I don't even know where to start.
Oh, well, first of all, we are getting our number one True Western Town Award at 1 p.m.
Cool. Now, that's a presentation. Where will that be?
That will be right in front of the museum.
Okay.
And the Balance Rock Regulators are going to do a Carbon County shotgun salute when we get our award. They're also doing our shootouts in the streets.
Well, let's talk about that. I know Darren is probably organizing the shootouts.
Yes.
So tell me about the shootouts. These are safe. They're fun.
Yes.
They're loud.
They're loud.
So what happens?
Well, let's see. We go out there in our period outfits, and we do little skits and reenactments. We're going to be going more for comedy this year.
Yeah.
We'll be also slipping in a little bit of education, which people probably won't know about the outlaws of our area and how they died horribly. But
every one of them.
Yeah. Well, not every one of them. Butch and Sundance are still alive somewhere.
yeah, and I got some land west of L.A. I'll sell you too. There,
really?
You are in
the
first.
Uh-huh. But we go out, we do the reenactments, we make a lot of noise, and yes, they are safe. We are using Hollywood-style smoky blanks.
Really?
Which are getting harder to find with other events going on in the world.
Sure. Now, how long will these shootouts last, or what times will you be doing them?
We're going to be doing them at the top of the hour.
Starting at what time?
11.
10.
10.
10 says you win. Don't argue with her, Darren.
I've got to write an extra skit.
Don't argue with it. So starting at 10 until what? 3, 4 o'clock in the afternoon?
4 o'clock.
And it'll last for a couple of minutes?
Yes.
Okay, and the kids love them, don't they?
Yes.
And that's free to view?
Yes.
Okay, just wanted to point that out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I like it smoking loud. And so come and
it
check
will
it
out.
Well, expect to see you there then.
You know what? Every year we do this. Keith Mason, Keith is booked doing something. And I'm booked doing something, but not all day this time, though. Not all day.
See, all right. So we expect you.
All right. What else we got going on? We got the shootouts in the streets. We got costume performers, contest, food vendors.
Yes.
A merchant's row, really.
Yes. Yeah. We will have some vendors there. Mm-hmm. We have some wonderful local artists. We have True West Magazine, of course, will be there giving out their magazine. And then we also have Bob Bozbell, who's going to be signing his books.
Cool.
He has written the Classic Gunfighter series, and he will be signing those, and he will be signing his Illustrated Life and Times of Billy the Kid.
And you told me earlier also that these books have been nationally recognized by some of the shooting, I want to say clubs, is probably not
it, it is, it's yeah. a club.
But they've taken his reenactments in these books, and this is their... I think this is really, really kind of cool. This is their basis, their model, if you will, for the reenactments, right?
Right.
Yes.
They're that accurate, I guess.
They are.
Yeah.
Bob prides himself on making everything true. As true as...
True West.
True West.
That's the name.
Yeah.
Yes. I have some arguments over his Butch Cassidy stuff, but he's been fed the wrong information, so
of
I'll straighten him out.
One of the gunfights in the street.
Yeah, put Bob out
Me
there.
Me and Bob. He is. He's going to shoot with us. Nobody will let him shoot in reenactment scenarios.
And all the awards
so.
He's given out, he's going, would you let me do one
Please
or two? And
we're like, can I hold your gun? Nobody let him.
Okay. Yes. So he'll be shooting with us.
That'll be kind of fun. There'll be lots to see. All right. So he's going to be signing his books. Grab one of those. They are collector's items if they get a Bob Bozbell autograph on
Absolutely.
There.
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the children's activities. Kids are going to have a ball.
They are. The CEU Museum is helping us out this year. We co-sponsored with each other. I helped out at their family activity day. They're coming to help out at ours.
Oh, so you you'll have a ransom, huh?
Oh, yeah. Well, they'll be able to do some dinosaur footprint activities, from what I understand. We also have little Western mobiles and cowboy hats they can make themselves. So
cool.
It'll be a lot of fun for them.
Is that free for the kids?
It's
or
all
a small
free.
Charge?
Okay. All free.
All free for the
yes.
kids. Plus the shootouts, the food, the fun, everything.
Right.
Let me check my extended forecast for you real quick here, okay? what is today?
Today is Tuesday.
Today is Tuesday. Okay, I'm looking at Saturday through Sunday, partly cloudy, near 80 for the high. Perfect weather.
Perfect. Gonna Absolutely.
It's going to be fantastic to bring the kids out.
Our folks from Arizona, Bob's from Arizona. They're going to freeze to death, but it's okay.
Be comfortably cool for them at 80 degrees.
That's
huh?
right.
Folks, we've got to run in a second, but I just want to remind everybody, the Western Mining and Railroad Museum, if you've never been there, if you haven't been there for a while, it changes all the time. Sue Ann, Darren, and the gang just do a fantastic job over there. We get over there once in a while. And I got to tell you, if you like history, if you like trains, if you like knowing the roots of Carbon County, you got to get over there. Here's the thing that I like about the museum. There is no charge for admission, but a donation is asked for. I'm serious. We ought to start charging $10 a head. I mean, it's that good over there. Plus the expansion coming soon. There's lots going
yes,
on.
The expansion is we actually have a date set for the expansion.
Yeah.
We're looking at construction starting in September.
Fantastic.
Completion, hopefully, in April.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Love to see it.
I'm excited.
Folks, we got to go. Is there anything else you'd like to add here?
No. If you need any more information, you can call the museum or you can log on to destinationhelper.com.
And call to RSVP for the Bardello Ball. Bardello
Absolutely.
Ball. Or once, buy your tickets, anyway.
Once in a lifetime opportunity.
Come okay. and see the black sheep of Utah.
You just walk down the street, Darren. See that? It's going to be lots of fun. I want to thank you guys for being with me.
Thank you, Keith.
Sue Ann Martell, once again, the museum director, and Darren Tepley, the event coordinator. Folks, it's the Western Mining and the Railroad Museum in Helper. They're doing it again. It's Heritage Week. Now through the 9th through Saturday, Rails Around Helper Tour is Wednesday. The first annual Bardello Ball is Friday, and the Family Heritage Day, not to be missed, this Saturday. All in downtown Helper. Go check it out. It's another edition of the Castle Valley FYI. And for your information, I'm Keith Mason. The FYI brought to you by Community Nursing Services, Home Health and Hospice.